And finally, we have Miscellaneous Owl with Don't Look Back.
Ever since your funeral, things haven't been the same. And they tell me not to dwell on the past. It's not as easy as that, you know. On a cool September morning, I pick up my guitar, walk past the all-night bars and the old junkyard and the crust punks sitting in their tents, sharing their dumpster bagels and their half-smoked cigarettes. Three dogs drowl, huddling close.
There are so many lovely little things about this song. The words, the music, and even the simplicity of the production have a lot of charm. On the first listen, I was really thrown off by the page turn, but I've come to even really like that. Thank you, Ryan. On subsequent listens, the recording really brings me in until the choruses. It's clearly a very well-written song, but the choruses aren't cleanly executed enough to keep me in the world of the song. I've mostly read my notes word for word there, but they're truly mostly what I have to say.
Well, I think we all have the same note. Either, you know, practice the chorus a little bit more, do more takes, or make it easier to play and sing at the same time. But stumbling on the chorus is tough. It's hard to recover from.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty song. It's nice and it's cool. But yeah, one of my first notes is WTF with the very audible page turn. And then also, what the hell with the super loud bass E string and the super quiet other five strings, you know, and the clicks and pops. You know, I love Owl's music and I love the lyrics and I love the voice and the melody, but this is so, so sloppy.
It's live, everything, right?
I'm led to believe it is, and that's probably what's causing pretty much every single issue here.
Yeah.
It all sounds very first take, only takey, and the song suffers for it. You know, Owl is not Daniel Johnston, so I'm not letting her off the hook. You know, it's like with the Daniel Johnston, there's something magical about hearing him, you know, push that stop button on the Radio Shack, you know,
tape recorder,
you know, and hearing all the hiss. And,
or like the first Mountain Goats record.
Yeah. Recorded exactly. In a bedroom, obviously, right?
On a cassette boombox.
Yeah. So I can't let her off the hook. You know, I love the bones of this song and the melody and lyrics, and I'm hoping that maybe somebody will improve it in the bonus round. But when you get this kind of like low quality recording, like who would allow all that room sound in any sort of a recording of a song or a podcast or anything?
Couldn't be me. Not me throwing up intentional room mics on everything My Broken Demo Tape has ever fucking done.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's what we're doing today. It's all just being genuine. Yeah. All right. Good.
I like some of the lines quite a lot. Like, I'm definitely here for lines about dumpster bagels and half-smoked cigarettes. I like that kind of grittiness.
The crust punks sitting in their tents. Yeah.
Ever since your funeral, things haven't been the same. Like, it sets the tone right away. You're like, oh, somebody's dead. It's, you know, there's a lot to like about this song. I don't mind the click of the recorder being shut off at the end or the page flip. It just kind of puts you in the space with the performer. But yeah, just maybe a couple more takes or another go at it would have been better.
Yeah. So Shadows?
Yeah, Shadows.
Roast me, friends.
Next up, we have what am I reading here?